This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the wake of the Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, BahamasPress.com reports that the death toll could top 3,000, with at least 800 body bags already ordered for Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. Over 70,000 remain homeless. Dorian will be remembered as the strongest hurricane to make landfall and the longest land-impacting Atlantic Category 5 in history, slamming the Bahamas while logging only 25 miles in 24 hours. If you'd like to help, give online at SamaritansPurse.org. A crowd of 20,000 people gathered for a pro-life protest at the Parliamentarian Building in Northern Ireland over the weekend, objecting to making abortion legal, reports the Belfast Telegraph. That's about 1% of the population of the country. The new abortion law imposed on Ireland by the UK government could be overturned if the North Irish government reconvenes or devolution returns by October 2nd. The Irish Assembly has been suspended for 2.5 years due to internal strife between the two reigning parties. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, "It is appointed once for man to die, and after that the judgment. One of the most ruthless tyrants of the 20th century is dead. Robert Mugabe, the dictator in Zimbabwe, Africa, has gone to meet his maker at 95 years of age. He will be remembered for slaughtering between 20,000 and 80,000 people of the Ndebele tribe in the south of his country in the 1990s. Plus, in the 2000s, he initiated a land grab, which drove the economy into 95% unemployment. The GDP dropped from $800 per capita to $360 per capita by 2008. About 20% of the landmass of the country was redistributed, and some 45% of the nation is still considered malnourished." Channel New Asia reports that the priest of the Catholic Church where Mugabe attended Mass in Harare said, quote, "We are praying for our relatives who have died, without forgetting to pray for our former president, Comrade Robert Mugabe. We bring him forward to God. We are asking God if there is anything that he did wrong in his life, that he be forgiven," end quote. Mugabe was radicalized at the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute in Ghana in 1960. Nkrumah was Ghana's first communist dictator who had been radicalized by studying in American universities back in the 1940s. Proverbs 28 verse 15 compares a wicked ruler over the poor with a roaring lion or a charging bear. Thousands of protesters marched to the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday, urging President Trump to support the cause for independence out from under communist rule. One of the organizers called on Trump's support, saying, quote, "Hong Kong is at the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China," end quote. While Malachi 2, verse 16, declares that God hates divorce, Todd Palin, the husband of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, has filed for divorce after 31 years of marriage, reports Fox News. The grounds listed in public documents are, quote, "incompatibility of temperament between the parties," end quote. The percentage of Americans on food stamps has dropped from a peak of 15% in 2014 to 12.2%, but still has a ways to go to return to the pre-2008 recession levels of 9%. However, there are 5 million more Americans on Social Security than there were in 2014. That's 21% of America now on Social Security, up from 19% in 2014. Americans United for Life announced that there are now 6 states with only one abortion mill remaining: Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, and West Virginia. However, mail order abortions are picking up. A Dutch physician told The Atlantic magazine that she has administered 600 child-killing kits to American women in the last 6 months of 2018. Also, the number of women using emergency contraception has increased from 200,000 in 1995 to 4 million in 2015. 56,000 pharmacies in America now offer these abortifacient pills. Also, Obamacare introduced a $1.4 billion annual increase in federal funding and insurance funding for abortifacients and contraceptive drugs. Thus, the need for privatized family programs decreased substantially with the Obamacare program of 2011. Proverbs 1 instructs, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, 'Come with us,' let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path." A recently released report from the CDC indicates that an additional 2.4 million women are using birth control, an increase of 3.3% over 3 years ago. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.